Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel launched attacks targeting Hezbollah militants in central Beirut, killing at least 22 and injuring 117 people in the Lebanese capital. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara has reaction from the White House.
The Biden administration says it's working towards a ceasefire and does not want to see Lebanon turn into, quote, another Gaza. However, it's also supporting Israeli efforts to dismantle the infrastructure of Hezbollah, Iran's proxy in Lebanon. Those goals are not contradictory, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA.
What we understand is the operation that they're moving forward with in Lebanon are indeed targeted. We're having those conversations. We're being very direct in having those conversations with the Israeli government. That will continue.
The Israeli military said Thursday it killed two Hezbollah commanders in airstrikes, but many disagree the strikes are targeted. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Milton killed at least 10 people and left millions without power, but the storm did not trigger the catastrophic surge of seawater that many had feared. In an evening address, U.S. President Joe Biden outlined what steps the federal government has already taken to assist those in the state of Florida.
We've already approved emergency declarations for Florida. We have thousands of federal personnel on the ground. We've staged and are ready to go. We have 20 million meals, 40 million liters of water. At my direction, the Secretary of Defense, Austin, has pre-positioned search and rescue teams, helicopters, and high water speed vehicles as close to the storm as possible so they're ready to conduct life-saving missions.
Arriving just 2 weeks after the misery wrought by Hurricane Helene, the system also knocked out power to more than 3 million customers and flooded barrier islands. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Southeast Asian leaders on Friday that the U.S. is concerned about China's increasingly dangerous and unlawful activities in the disputed South China Sea during an annual summit meeting, and pledged the U.S. will continue to uphold freedom of navigation in the vital sea trade route. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting with Blinken followed a series of violent confrontations at sea between China and ASEAN members, Philippines and Vietnam, which have fueled concerns that China's increasingly assertive actions in the waterways could spiral into a full-scale conflict. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on an AP investigation into African workers recruited in Russia to build drones that would be used in Ukraine.
An Associated Press investigation has found that the foreigners and Russian teens are crucial to producing the Iranian-designed drones, which are primarily built in a factory in the Tatarstan region. The Africans were lured to Russia by a massive social media campaign that promised them free airfare and a work-study program. However, some of them complain of long hours, under constant surveillance, of broken promises about wages and areas of study. I'm Karen Shamas.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports immigrants brought to the U.S. as children have asked judges to keep their protections against deportation.
Immigrants who grew up in the U.S. after being brought here illegally as children were among close to 200 demonstrators who gathered outside a federal courthouse in New Orleans, where three appellate court judges heard arguments over the Biden administration's policy shielding them from deportation. At issue is the future of about 535,000 people who have long established lives in the U.S., even though they don't hold citizenship or legal residency status, and could eventually be deported. The government argued states should not be able to challenge the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program because they've suffered no harm. But Texas and eight other Republican-dominated states argued the program has cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in public spending. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities say that 12 people have been rescued after being trapped for hours at the bottom of a former Colorado gold mine when an elevator malfunctioned at the tourist site. One person died in the accident on Thursday. The elevator was descending into the mine when it had a mechanical problem around 500 feet beneath the surface. The 12 who were rescued were about 305 meters below ground. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.